Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we're talking about how you prepare for tough times in your life. So when we're talking about how to prepare for tough times, we are right now in Tampa, Florida, and this is going to be showing a few weeks from now, so I'm sure it'll be gone by then. But at this moment in time, there is a hurricane headed our way. Ah! And here's what's interesting. We get all kinds of news flashes of like hurricane, tropical storm, upgrading, downgrading, dissipating. We don't know. Ah! And every day it changes and gets more crazy, depending on which channel you turn on. I try not to watch it overall because it is distracting and it does take us out of life. But for those emergency reasons, I do check in every now and then to see what's going on. Here's what's interesting. As they start to upgrade this from tropical storm to possible hurricane, I started watching how my neighbors are preparing for it or not preparing. And here's what I noticed. Many people kind of just ignore it. They go, oh, it happens all the time. It happens so often. We just have a party. We hang out, kick back, and relax. And so I look at that group of people. It's a lot of people around here. And I see them as the people who just ignore what's going on. They look at something in their life that's starting to not go the way they want it to, and instead of dealing with it, instead of preparing for it, instead of really truly strengthening the mental, emotional, physical muscle to be ready for it, they just go, who cares? And they end up in a lot of trouble if it does go the way that people say it is on the news. If it does turn into a huge hurricane, that group of people lands up in a lot of trouble because they did not prepare properly. They don't have the necessary tactics, tools, or things needed to really get through it, a generator, extra food, all the other water, all the other things they need. And they end up really in a bad position, going into shelters and out of their homes and that kind of stuff. Now, the second group, this group prepares. They go out and they get a couple jugs of water, a little bit extra food, throw it in the fridge, but they don't really prepare. They make themselves feel like they're ready, but they only have enough to get through maybe a little bit of time. So they slightly prepare. They go through the motions, but they don't really put in the effort. And the final group, these people overly prepare. They take time to make a list of everything they're gonna need, the extra food, extra water, generator, backup energy, like all this stuff. They go buy and shop for all of it. They put it all in the right place. They label everything. They get the whole family together. They have a meeting of how it works, and they are fully stocked and prepared. Now, what happens is when the big one does happen, they breeze through it like it's no big deal because they were overly prepared for the challenging time. Now, how does this relate to you? If you think into your future, whether you like it or not, life is gonna throw you some curveballs. There's gonna be things that happen in your life that you do not expect, that you don't see coming. Whether it's a physical ailment, whether it's a mental or emotional or spiritual challenge, whether it's a financial challenge. Here's a question. What do you do every single day to prepare yourself for challenging times that are gonna show up at some point in your life? Some people just ignore it, pretend like it's not coming. They say, fine, who cares? Live life to the fullest, screw it. And they just go for it, forget it, act like it's not even ever gonna be there. And when they get hit hard because they have zero preparation whatsoever, mentally, emotionally, physically. Now the next group of people, they kind of go through the motions. They do the minimum amount of preparedness possible. They might work out a couple times a week, you know, maybe work up a sweat. They might read a book every now and then, like maybe one a month, if that. They spend most of their time in the zone of distraction, just really not paying attention to how to fully tap into all that they're capable of, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. They don't spend time praying until it's too late and they're like, please save me, I didn't prepare. They don't spend time working out on their health until literally a doctor says, you're gonna have a heart attack, and they're like, oh crap, and they go to the gym. They don't spend time fueling their mind, their emotions with positive, powerful thoughts until it breaks down and then they have to kind of dig their way out. You see where I'm going with this? So my challenge to you is download today's worksheet and identify where in your life are you massively overly prepared to take on the biggest challenge. Where in your life are you also radically underprepared and not even thinking about a challenge in that category of your life? And come up with your specific plan of how you're gonna start every day doing something to powerfully and positively strengthen that element of who you are, so that if a challenge ever comes your way, or when a challenge finally comes your way, you take it on with ease. What other people get knocked their knees about, you stand up and breeze right through it. So download today's worksheet, identify your plan, start taking action, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.